This is Dave Radbauer. Glad you could join me for the music of Clancy Hayes on Jazz Rhythm.
Clancy wrote a tune, I think it was in 45 or 46, called Huggin' and a Chalkin', which became very popular, and Hoagy Carmichael made a hit record of it.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabelle McGee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began. One day I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a...
And that gave Clancy some notoriety, being the author.
Mm-hmm. And then it seems like Clancy had aspirations at some point to become a songwriter, to collect some royalties, to maybe have a wider success.
Well, I think after Huggin' and a Chalkin', he wrote another tune called Wedding Day. Then he and Daphne got together and they wrote five or six tunes. You wouldn't call them all traditional jazz tunes. They were just pop tunes of the day. Especially at that time, you have to remember that traditional jazz as such wasn't called that. It was just another way of playing music. Clancy, you know, was on the air practically every day, sometimes more than once a day, in some capacity. He liked notoriety. He wanted to become known as a songwriter, and that was just part of his persona.
And the lifeblood of a musician is his popularity. Now, you spoke of him as a man of the South, yet it's my impression that he was born and raised in Kansas.
Yeah, well...
It's a border state, admittedly.
Well, that's just how he billed himself, as the voice of the South.
That was an actual moniker he used in publicity?
Yeah.
The voice of the South.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he used it as much as the radio station used it. And, of course, a lot of tunes and a lot of the music that Clancy liked came from the South. And being, like you say, a border state, a lot of the tunes went through there on their way north.